says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks.
I can plow a field all day long.
This is your host, James Kelso, on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Thursday night, September 14th, 2023. I'm broadcasting to you from the remote wilds of northern North Dakota, where it's still beautiful weather up here. Beautiful, beautiful. It'll be a few months and you'll hear me talking about the snow and how much I love the snow. And I love the, I'll lie to you, I'll tell you how much I love the cold. But here we are, it's beautiful, the rainbows today. Oh, nice, very nice, the flowers are all still blooming. The rabbits are running around in the yards, and it's beautiful. And you're welcome to call into the show. Let me give you that preliminary there. It's area code 512 down in Round Rock, Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. That's where the studio of the Republic Broadcasting Network is, from whence this show originates, and to which you send your lavish support of the Patriot cause. And you can figure out how to do that at republicbroadcasting.org. There you go. You can be looking at that while you're listening to the show. And the I think we got the preliminaries taken care of here. And let us launch off here into tonight's show. The I'm just looking for a cherry to start out with among the Trump posts. Let's see, I've got a note I wrote to myself earlier today. I was listening to Steve Bannon, who was interviewing Kash Patel, K-A-S-H Patel, P-A-T-E-L. Kash Patel was a very high-ranking Trump appointee. I forget his exact jobs. I'll look it up here just a second. Genius. And hero. Let's just look him up real quickly. He was so good today. I spent $28 on this book. And which the tyrants in the bureaucracy have held up. He had to get a. He was writing about the security state, so he had to submit his manuscript to review it for any improprieties in security. That's a routine thing, nothing wrong with that, but they held it up for months and almost nothing. He said 0.05% was redacted, so probably one or two statements had to be changed. He is, I'm reading this off of Wikipedia, of course, they hate Kash Patel, and so they're going to say as many bad things about him as they can dream up. He was chief of staff to the U.S. Secretary of Defense under Donald Trump. He worked at the National Security Council. Patel has widely been described by news organizations as a Trump loyalist. Ooh, that's bad. That's very bad. As an aide to Congressman Devin Nunes. Patel played a key role in helping Republican attempts to fight the investigations into Donald Trump and Russia, Russian interference in the 2016 election. Oh, that's very bad. Wikipedia is such a joke. What was his name? Jimmy Wales, the guy who founded it. Wikipedia had a wonderful start, and it was a free speech site. It was a wonderful idea that Jimmy Wales had. The whole thing, you know, taken over by the left, corrupted, distorted, poisoned by the left. So don't look for truth on Wikipedia. They are deliberately going after right wingers. So if you're a right winger and you're on Wikipedia, they're saying bad things about you. Many of them not true. Don't bother complaining. Don't bother saying, hey, that's not true. You can't say that. You're wasting your breath. Wikipedia has been turned into an attack site against patriots. Kash Patel, born in Garden City, New York, to Gujarati Indian parents. This is an interesting twist. Who had immigrated to the United States from East Africa via Canada in 1980. And there are a lot of Indians living in Eastern and Southern Africa. So that's an interesting odyssey he traveled in his life. And let's see, he earned a Juris Doctor from Pace University School of Law in 2005. But here's the thing. He's got a new book out called Government Gangsters. Let me see if they get down to this. Well, let me see his name in Hindi here, or is it Gujarati? I took Hindi in college, and so I can read Hindi script. And I learned it actually taking Sanskrit. And as it brings back memories just looking at it. So let's look at his new book here, Government Gangsters. I'll bet you they don't have it listed in here. They've been memory holding this book. Yes, Government Gangsters. They've memory holed it. Mm-hmm. Not here. Not here. Gee, funny. They forgot. Okay. I guess they forgot. And but that book, I will apprise you of that book as soon as it arrives here. It should come any time now. And according to Steve Bannon, who's seen a preview copy, this is a monster book. Okay, here it is. Government Gangsters, and I'll read the little blurb that should be accurate, because usually that's written, the blurb is written by the author himself, not by, I'm reading this on Amazon. Here's the blurb on the book. Oh, here's a review by Donald, fella you may be familiar with, Donald J. Trump, is it? A brilliant roadmap highlighting every corrupt actor. Wow. To ultimately return our agencies and departments to work for the American people. We will use this blueprint, wow, to help us take back the White House and remove these gangsters from all of government. Signed, Donald J. Trump. Oh, that is an endorsement. And then here's his description on the blurb. The highest levels of government have been infiltrated by an anti-democratic deep state that can be defeated by refocusing our national security mission and relentlessly defending the truth. A sinister cabal of corrupt law enforcement personnel, intelligence agents, and military officials at the highest levels of government plotted to overthrow a president. Even after they failed, they continue to secretly pull the levers of power without any accountability to the American people. This isn't the synopsis of a fictional spy thriller. This is what is actually happening in the United States government. In Government Gangsters, Kash Patel, a former top official in the White House, and you can write it in the third person. This can be written by Kash Patel. He referred to himself in the third person. That's perfectly acceptable. A former top official in the White House, the Department of Defense, the intelligence community, and the Department of Justice pulls back the curtain on the deep state, revealing the major players and tactics within the permanent government bureaucracy, which has spent decades stripping power away from the American people. Listen closely to that. And their elected leaders, based on his firsthand knowledge, Patel, and that's a very common Indian name, Patel. That's like Smith in English. Patel reveals how we can defeat the deep state, reassert self-government, and restore our democracy. Nice. Nice, nice, nice. And of course, he's by democracy. He knows this and means republic. When he refers to democracy, he's making the point, which is a good way of communicating to the public. Your voice isn't heard. That's what people think of democracy, is that you get a voice, you get a say, the government represents you. And of course, it does not. And that's that version of democracy that the communists hate. They don't want you to have any voice in your own future whatsoever. There you go. So that will, let's see, when does it arrive? It says I get a free delivery. Oh, wait, I didn't order this for Amazon. I ordered it elsewhere. So I think it's going to arrive in a few days, actually. It says this title will be released on September 26th. So I should get it a few days after September 26th. And it is already in its ranking. Now, by the way, I didn't know that when I started the show today. I didn't know that Donald Trump, I mean, get this. He says, we will use this blueprint to help us take back the White House and remove these gangsters from all of government. And he says more. Donald Trump says, a brilliant roadmap highlighting every corrupt actor. Hoo-wee, I can't wait to see this thing. Every corrupt actor. And I can't look in the book. Amazon's not letting me look into the book. And it's already ranking, even though it's in pre-publication, it is number one in political corruption and misconduct. It's number one in federal jurisdiction law. And it's number two in U.S. national government. So it's moving. And, by the way, it was like number 300 or something in the total ranking of books earlier this morning. After Kash Patel was on the Steve Bannon show, it's now number 57. That's called The Power of the War Room. Steve Bannon's audience is called The War Room. I'm part of it. I hope you are. And when The War Room moves, history happens. And so watch Kash Patel's book in pre-publication. Watch it go to number one. Let's see what's ahead of it in it's number two in U.S. national government. Oh, the only book ahead of it, Mark Levin's, and I've got this one on order too in pre-publication, The Democrat Party Hates America by Mark Levin. It's number one. And number two is Government Gangsters. I'm reading this on Amazon, which we know is controlled by, you know, the CPUSA. So they must be biting their own tongue to have to admit this stuff. What's number three? Number three is Government Gangsters in audio. Okay. Number four is The Democrat Party Hates America by Mark Levin in audio. There's the top four books. These two books are the top four. Number five is Government Gangsters in Kindle. Number six is Mark Levin, The Democrat Party Hates America, in Kindle. So between the two of them, Kash Patel and Mark Levin have the top six books on Amazon. Then let's have more fun. This I want to make you feel good. What's number seven? Number seven is Follow the Money, over a great picture of Donald Trump. Follow the Money by no less than Dan Bongino, one of the giants of our cause. And then number eight is The Puppeteers by Jason Chaffetz, another giant in our cause. You may remember Jason Chaffetz, a former Republican, currently Republican, but former congressman. There you go. So that's there's in the top 15 books, 2,000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza. That's a really good one. And The Return by Dick Morris. That's going to be a good one. I don't have that one. Red Handed by Peter Schweitzer is number 17. Tucker Carlson, Ship of Fools. That's years ago, Ship of Fools. I've got a copy of that right here on my bookshelf behind me. Tucker Carlson's Ship of Fools. This is great. I mean, this is an Amazon. Everything that's selling is our stuff. There's one exception here, and it's quite an exception. Confidence Man, The Making of Donald Trump by the horrible, disgusting person, Maggie Haberman. A disgusting liar. A congenital liar, Maggie Haberman. She's a very important person in the deep state. That's really good stuff here. Secret Empires by Peter Schweitzer is up there. And we're the ones reading the books. We're the ones writing the books. We're the ones selling the books. But somehow Joe Biden's getting all the votes. What's wrong with that picture? 81 million of them. Yeah. Gee. Maggie, have you ever wondered? Are they lying? Are you lying? Is your whole group lying? Cheating? Stealing? And what does Kash Patel call you? A government gangster. I love that terminology. And watch Donald Trump. He's already incorporated it. He repeated Kash Patel's term. He says we're going to get rid of these gangsters. Perfect. That's what they are. All right. Let's go over to where are you? Where are you, Truth Social? Here you are. All right, so let's refresh on Truth Social, see if the president's got anything up in the last 5 minutes. And notice when I use Truth Social on this show, notice I never have any hitch or glitch with Truth Social. It pops right up. It loads right up. It's powerful. So I don't have to go, oh, my screen's locked up. Oh, the site is down. Oh, you know, nope. He's got his site well defended. It's loaded up on some kind of monster server somewhere, and it's serving out the data. Here's this post from 2 hours ago, another poll. Sorry to run another poll by you. I'll do that right after this break. Stay tuned, folks.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Country. Well, I just saw a headline here that another train blew up mysteriously in North Platte, Nebraska. Well, my family lives in North Platte, Nebraska, some of it. So that's of some concern. And thanks a lot, people that are tearing apart our infrastructure, blowing trains up. And by the way, one of the, you know, you saw this in Ayn Rand's book, The Fountainhead, and also in others of her books, that when the communists destroy the infrastructure of a society, which they are dead set on doing. They always do it in all situations. The trains stop running on time. The trucks stop. The wheels of productivity grind to a halt. And that's what you're seeing happening in the U.S. as, trains that are not maintained, even if they're not sabotaged, it's another form of sabotage. If you have companies, for instance, they're now compelled to be woke, and now they have a Dylan Mulvaney. They spend their money on Dylan Mulvaney instead of maintaining the gearboxes and the bearings on their machinery. Son of a gun. The gears and the bearings grind to a halt. Trains derail. Trucks, trains, ships. So we're experiencing that. Now here's an article that pertains to that. This is at a website called the National Pulse. And this is a link from Donald Trump. Of course, I don't read the National Pulse. I don't have enough staff to read the National Pulse. But I do read truthsocial.com. And this is what Donald Trump has done. He's the greatest news aggregator in the world. He's created one place to which you can come every day to get the most vital news and to get the truth. There you go, Truth Social. There you go, .com. And that's where I go. So here, this is a link to the National Pulse, and here's the article. Here's what it says: Trump's first term border achievements were, frankly, extraordinary. And the writer, who's the writer here? Rahim Kassam is the writer. The perpetual crisis at the U.S. southern border behooves a reminder of President Donald J. Trump's policy achievements and an exhaustive list of actions taken over just 4 years, which led to one of the most secure periods of time in the region for decades. And by the way, at the end of this article, and we're not going to be able to read all of it, but at the end of the article, one of the things I'm not going to be able to read is the list of executive orders and policy letters that Donald Trump authored. There are more than 50 of them. More than 50. And every one of them is significant. In 2015, Trump declared, quote, "The U.S. has become a dumping ground for everybody else's problems," unquote. Surely enough, those problems have come home to roost in a variety of ways, be it related to infrastructure, crime, jobs, or otherwise. Now, Trump's opponents, including candidates such as Ron DeSantis — that was gutsy, wasn't it, Kassam, to include Ron DeSantis? That's accurate, isn't it? And the pro-open border Koch network are attempting to undermine the former president on the issue, amongst others. Team Trump points to what they call the most secure border in the history of the United States, citing the government-wide end of the catch-and-release policy, which didn't just remove illegals from the country, but also sent a strong deterrence message that illegal aliens should not take the journey north because they will not be allowed into American communities. Trump also provided over a record level of deportations, with his team blasting the idea that Obama was the deporter in chief. In Trump's first week in office, the record states, Trump issued Executive Order 1376, declaring all illegal aliens a priority for removal. Reversing. I'll stop right there. Reversing. We'll come right back after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell?
Well, unfortunately, yes, we are. And that's not how Merle Haggard ends that song, which was a few years ago. Not too many, but a few years ago. And he ends the song saying, there is time for the flag and the Liberty Bell, and we're not headed for hell. But I think looking down from heaven, Merle Haggard would revise his lyric today and leave off that last stanza. And Donald Trump said in his most recent speech at 23 in Rapid City, South Dakota, 23 miles from Mount Rushmore. And by the way, Donald Trump deserves to be carved into the stone of Mount Rushmore, mm-hmm. more than any of the four presidents currently there. And I include George Washington. I read some history of George Washington today, and Trump is the greatest president in American history. I mean, hands down. Well, way above Washington. Way above Washington. Jefferson. Jefferson is the closest to Trump. But Roosevelt did some good things. Lincoln, you don't want to hear what I think about Abraham Lincoln. He's not a great president at all. I would replace those four for Mount Rushmore with Thomas Jefferson, Donald Trump. Who else would I put on there? Calvin Coolidge, and maybe John Knox Polk, the guy who beat Mexico in the Mexican-American War. Brilliant. So Polk, Coolidge, Trump, and who else did I put on there? Jefferson. Madison would be good. John Adams wouldn't be bad. Anyway, but Trump is number one. He is the greatest president. Now, I'm going to read you this thing about his border policy, and I'm not going to be able to get through it all. And it's on a website called The National Pulse. It's by, what's his name? Rahim is his last name. And he recites what the president, what he did, in spite of all of the flack that he was taking every single day. He put together a border policy that was genius, that was brilliant, that was thorough, that was hard-hitting. Yeah, let me go back to the article now. You'll start to appreciate it here. He, where is it? The National Pulse. He presided over a record level of deportations. I'm going to skip through this. Removals by the hundreds of thousands. The 526,000 criminal aliens removed during his first term. Half a million criminal aliens. I mean, this man was not talk. He was action. And he inspired the Border Patrol and ICE. And he inspired these hardworking protectors of our border to do a hell of a good job. And I can't get you, see, for instance, Trump's team also cites the termination of the Flores settlement agreement. So he terminated that, which aided migrants using children to skirt U.S. immigration laws and thusly finding themselves eligible to remain in the United States. Trump went into the fine detail of different laws, different ruses used by the Communist Party to cram invaders into our country. And he got down there, got his hands dirty under the hood and defeated their mechanisms. Let's go down here. He says, the list, as previously stated, is exhaustive and also includes moves against flight risk asylum seekers. The imposition of DNA testing to combat fraudulent families. Now, look at that. He said, no, you're not families. Everybody knows these aren't their children. You know, that's not your kid, buddy. Well, we're going to do a DNA test. Oh, bingo. He's not in any way related to you. Sorry, jerk. Back to where you came from. And human trafficking. The Remain in Mexico policy and a critical, of the more than 71,000 illegal aliens returned to Mexico under the MPP, I don't know what that is, less than 1%, 641, were granted asylum by the end of President Trump's first term. So 71 out of 71,000 people hustled back to where they came from. 641 managed to get through. That's it. That's Donald Trump. That's the guy that builds skyscrapers. That's the guy that gets things done. The man of action. Trump presided over a border surge of U.S. troops by the name of Operation Secure Line, which I never even heard of it, which resulted in an extra 5,000 troops assisting U.S. Customs and Border Protection, as well as the physical installation of razor and concertina wire. Yes, I want more concertina wire. Absolutely. Dishonest critics allege Trump's border wall was not good enough for the course of one term. But with 463 miles of border wall system built, despite ruthless opposition by the political left, the courts, and the government itself, it is unreasonable to suggest anyone else would have come anywhere close. Nicely written. Unlawful border crossings under Trump plummeted by 87% where the wall was built. And I'm just moving down here. This is a very thorough, exhaustive article. This guy, Raheem Kassam, that's his name. He really researched this. This is good journalism. And there's a list here of 50 executive orders, starting on January 25th of 2017. He's been in office. He was sworn in on January 20th. His first executive order, 13767, Border Security and Immigration Enforcement Improvements, January 25th. He's got another executive order, January 25th. He's got another executive order protecting the nation from foreign terrorist entry, January 27th. He's right into action. He's got another one February 9th. Another one February 9th, the same day. And on, just sprang right into action. Executive order after executive order. And then the other thing he includes here is presidential memoranda. And these went all the way up until June 22nd of 2020, this list that Raheem Kassam put together. All right, so that's it. So that's a good one. That's on Truth Social today. Let me go over to my chat board here and see what's going on here. I haven't been paying attention. There we go. Okay. If you do call in or send a message or something, I'll see it. I'm now looking at my chat board. So as Kassam says, Trump's first-term border achievements were, frankly, extraordinary. And Ron DeSanctimonious, he's taking pot shots at Donald Trump. He didn't do a good job, blah, blah, blah. Hey, no, Ron DeSanctimonious. And look at these people taking pot shots at Donald Trump. Truly great. Donald Trump, who just spoke basically at Mount Rushmore after the incredible speech he gave there, I think 3 years ago, when the Democrats were saying you can't put up fireworks, you can't have public meetings, you'll get the germs. Oh, the germs are going to get you. And now they're doing it again. They're telling hospital staff, unless you get inoculated, you're fired. What? This BS, this complete BS. The communists are using anything and everything to shut down, destroy, wreck, blow up, incinerate America, invade it, every single, and the Republicans, the useless rhinos, are pathetic worms. They must be replaced. And Steve Bannon today was great on his show. He had Kash Patel on there. And they were talking about these worms. And they were saying even good guys like Jamie Comer and Jim Jordan, they're saying, no, not enough, Jim. Not enough, Jamie. You've got to do more. Come on. Because they had a public presentation today at which Kevin McCarthy was president. present. And he actually dropped F-bombs. He said, okay, make the effing motion. He was saying to the people who are saying that Kevin McCarthy is the traitor that he is. He's a complete jerk. Kevin McCarthy must be replaced as Speaker of the House. He is a complete rhino. He is a Mitch McConnell acolyte. He must be replaced. It's talk, talk, talk. No action. Not like Donald Trump with that immigration action. We're going to look into. We're going to look into an inquiry into whether maybe Joe Biden did something wrong. Oh, come on, Kevin McCarthy, you jerk, you weenie, you wimp out. We need a man in that office. You're wondering whether Joe Biden did anything worthy of condemnation, worthy of removal from office, worthy of imprisonment, worthy of conviction for treason against America? Come on, Kevin McCarthy, you jerk! We're not buying this crap anymore. The American patriot community is awake. We're on to you, Kevin McCarthy. Go somewhere else. Play footsie somewhere else with the Mitch McConnell. You and Mitch McConnell, come on. You play footsie under the table. We don't need you. Out of the Republican Party. Get lost. And take your money with you. Take your PAC money with you. Take your Communist Party, Chinese CPP, People's Liberation Army funds, Mitch McConnell, you and your wife, Elaine Chao. But I'll tell you, if you want inspiration, watch Steve Bannon, watch Charlie Kirk, watch Kash Patel, watch Dan Bongino, read, follow them on truthsocial.com. And that's it. That's, you know, at that appearance at Mount, 23 miles away from Mount Rushmore in Rapid City, just down the hill from Mount Rushmore, Donald Trump said things he's never said before. He said a depression is coming. He said, I've never said this. This is new. I'm saying new things here in this speech. You want to watch that speech? He said, get ready. The depression is coming. And he also said the Democrats will probably time it so that the depression hits right when Donald Trump is sworn in. Beautiful, beautiful. And he said, I don't want to be Herbert Hoover. He said that. I don't want to be Herbert Hoover so that they engineer the depression right when I take office and I get blamed for it. By the way, the first year of Biden's term wasn't as bad as the second year and the third year, because the first year was still benefiting from the genius of the Trump program. The boost to the economy and to our spirits that Donald Trump provided was still unfolding in the first Biden year. And in the first Trump year, 2025, we will be, what will we be in the throes of a deep, deep depression? So be ready for that. When that comes, when that time comes, realize Donald Trump will be looking up from the bottom of the pit. We will be in the bottom of the pit. Donald Trump is going to have to, at the bottom of a mine, stood a 6 foot, what, weighing 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. Everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Something miners shouted from a would-be grave. There's a light up above. And that Donald Trump will be the one heaving that oak timber so that there is some light up above and we can scramble up out of our would-be grave. That's why that song is so perfect. Big Bad John. It's as if it were written for Donald Trump. All right, let's go over here to more Donald Trump and what he's putting up today. First, let's hit the refresh button. His latest post is, says for the time of posting, it says 26 seconds ago. And there's another one that says now. It now says 14 seconds ago. That is, I caught him here. He's posting a story as I link to him. And Truth Social is so fast, it's telling me the man hasn't even logged a second on the post yet. This is great. We'll be right back with more of this.
They'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you lying soul and soul. Gonna stand up and say so.
All right, we're back, folks. And listen, the president is just tearing it up. How does he do it? I'm 75. He's 77. I can't keep up with him. You can't keep up with him. He's posting during the break. He put up multiple posts, which I'm not going to be able to cover here on the show. You got to read them yourself. And here's one he put up 3 minutes ago. Georgia politicians, blatant cover-up of corruption in State Farm Arena. That's where they were supposedly counting votes in the 2020 election exposed. And Joe Hoft at the Gateway Pundit exposes it. It's just blatant, on film, recorded firsthand testimony from people, sworn statements, utter cheating, utter fraud. The president posted that. You're going to have to go read it yourself. Here's another one. The president put up 4 minutes ago. Wow, 4 minutes ago. He found this. Get ready. The truth is coming. Lara Logan releases her first trailer for her new series, The Rest of the Story, on The Truth. Let's open this link up. You can't keep up. I can't click fast enough to keep up with what the president puts up. Let's see what we can find here. Here's the trailer for The Rest of the Story. This is about January 6th. This is Patriots.
You've learned a lot more about January 6th. You talked to hundreds of defendants. What have you learned?
Well, first I've learned about pain.
I believe in my nephew. I am proud of him. He was just larger than life.
We wanted to come and kind of just share what really happened today.
He had never been in trouble before in his life. So this was just so overwhelming. I was sitting in my home and I got a call from his uncle.
What did he say?
They robbed him of his hope, his will to live. They took his fight away from him.
They broke him.
They completely broke him, and they broke his heart.
It's hard to find the truth these days, and it's needed now more than ever. We've traveled the country to bring you honest, accurate reporting.
Bottom line, Laura, if they didn't want people going to the Capitol, they didn't want people even getting close to the Capitol, it never would have happened. It happened because they wanted to happen.
No one was stopping you.
This is the government we're talking about, okay? They have, like, nukes and F-15s. They can do whatever they want to stop average people like me.
34-year-old Roseanne Boylan was one of four people killed.
This was a woman who got pushed down, smothered, trampled, and then beaten.
That last voice you heard was Joe Hoft, the genius creator of the Gateway Pundit. And this is Lara Logan, made a movie on the truth about January 6th. Oh, my gosh, we're out of time. That was a mother talking about her son who lost his life. Number of people committed suicide because of the mistreatment, the torture they've received from the U.S. Department of, as President Trump says, injustice. We'll be back with more tomorrow night right here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.